Week 8, Day 4. Today's scripture reading is Matthew 11, 1 through 19. When Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John, in prison, heard about the deeds of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied by John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates. 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds." Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, 'I prevailed over him,' lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I've trusted in your steadfast love. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." Doubt by Woody Gates. When it comes to following Jesus, it's not a matter of if you doubt, but rather when you doubt. Everyone doubts. At a technical level, every time we sin, we doubt. Each day we have moments where we choose to do things our way rather than trust in the Lord's way. When I manage my stress by binge-watching Netflix, I'm rejecting and doubting God's invitation to prayer and quiet introspection. I choose distraction over allowing God to help me at a soul level work through my anxiety. God's way isn't always the easiest, but it sure is the right way. I know this, but I have my doubts. As a result, those doubts, unfortunately, claim many victories in the daily war between my flesh and my spirit. The entire journey of sanctification is learning to not let doubt win. Doubt itself isn't wrong. It's what you do with it. The initial doubt that enters your mind is often just broken human nature. It becomes damaging when acted upon. This is true both at a macro and micro level. Whether you're doubting God altogether or doubting if your growth group is really necessary this week, again, it's all about where you go from there. In our reading for today, John the Baptist has doubts. John, the man who baptized Jesus and witnessed the voice of God rip through the heavens, affirming Jesus as Christ, is doubting. He's sitting in a prison cell, wondering why Jesus is moving so slowly. Like everyone else at the time, John expected the Messiah to establish a physical kingdom and overthrow Rome. In the context of John's prison cell, it didn't feel like the kingdom he had helped prepare a way for was truly here. He began to doubt, so John sent his disciples for an update. "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them." There are three things worth noticing about how John handled his doubt. First, he leaned on his community. When John literally, physically, couldn't do it on his own, he sent his disciples to Jesus. In the same way, we're called to walk through our doubts with others by staying rooted in community, through growth groups, Sunday gatherings, and serving alongside others. Second, Jesus pointed John to Scripture, prophecies about the Messiah in Isaiah 35. If we want to know God intimately, we need to read and develop a personal relationship with his word. And third, John brought his doubts to Jesus. He didn't ignore his doubts. He went straight to the source. We're invited to bring every fear, question, and struggle to Jesus through honest prayer. He is not afraid of your doubt. Question 1. In what ways, big or small, do you doubt God? Be as honest as you can. Question 2. Write down the name of the person with whom you would feel most comfortable sharing these doubts. What qualities make them the right person to turn to? Question 3. Read Psalm 13. What can we learn from the way that David prays? Daily Prayer. Heavenly Father, reveal to me my doubts. Show me where I try to do things my way rather than yours. Meet me both in my messes and my victories. Your way is best. Amen.